This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Doncic, Nick Bridges on him, shot clock at 4, and a step back.
It is not right what Luka is doing to the Phoenix Suns.
I feel like last night was the only night that the NBA fans, specifically the Mavericks fans, were liking Reggie Miller, because he couldn't say anything but positive things about what the Mavericks did to the Phoenix Suns and their absolute destruction of the Suns last night. 123-90, the Dallas Mavericks back in the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2011. It is Sean and RJ right here on your Turn It On, Leave It On station, 105.3 The Fan. Kevin Gray, RJ Choppy, Troy Hughes holding down for you here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys and Texas Rangers. Your Turn It On, Leave It On station.
KG, great news.
Oh,
Troy Hughes is in the back spying on Phoenix.
Uh-oh. Because they were talking cash smack money with you and Sean the other day.
They were trying their best. What's his name? Jumbo? Bruce? Something like that? Jacob? Jumbo? Whatever. And then Helly. Dale Hellestray. The great Dale Hellestray. They were talking some trash to us.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be willing to bet. They're opening up a Diamondbacks talk today.
I bet.
They're not even going to say it. They won't even talk about it.
Well, their mouths wrote checks that they couldn't cash, that their team couldn't cash on behalf of them, because, well, Dallas Mavericks led wire to wire as we go inside the Mavs right here on Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan, truckwreck.com, text line 877-881-1053. Next segment, your boy is going to open up the phone lines a little bit, so you might want to get your calls and your thoughts ready, because we're going to take some phone calls here in about 18 minutes, get your guys' thoughts on what happened last night in Phoenix. The Mavericks led by 30 at halftime. They outscored the Phoenix Suns in the second quarter by 20. Game wasn't even close. Coming into Game 7, these teams, their average win in this series was over 17 points per game. We thought, in a lot of ways, we were finally going to get a close game in this series after all the blowouts that we had seen through the first six games. The Mavericks were the ones that set the tone offensively. Luka Doncic, a couple of step-back threes. It was game on from there. The Mavericks used 19 three-pointers made, shot nearly 49% from three, shot nearly 57% from the field overall, and got a combined 89 points from Luka Doncic with his 35, Jalen Brunson with his 24, who was terrific in the third quarter, and Spencer Dinwiddie had the game of his Mavericks life, going 11 of 15 from the field, 5 of 7 from the three-point line. He had 30 in helping the Mavericks get the win in Game 7 over the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, he was tremendous. He needed to come to play because he had had some of these weird games, right, where he was just like, what is his role? What is his ceiling? And he came to play. The whole team did. You know, but also, this was just as much of the Suns being a gutless, fraudulent franchise with a gutless, fraudulent Hall of Fame, non-Hall of Famer in Chris Paul, and a non-star in Devin Booker, and a complete mail-it-in DeAndre Ayton on that postgame, refusing to speak after he got blown out. That's what this was. It was as much about that as it was about how great this Mavericks team played. And Devin Booker going 0-for-4 in both games down the stretch. game six and game seven from beyond the arc. You're one of the best shooters in the league, and you don't make a three-pointer in either of the final two games. It's music to my ears. It's pretty to see. I don't have to hear about Chris Paul. I don't have to hear about the Phoenix Suns.
They're out of your life now
They're
at this
out
point.
Out of my life. They are out of my life. I love it. And now they got a legit chance. They have a legit chance against Golden State. Yeah, I do wonder how Vegas is going to rate the series, how they're going to, put some odds on it.
I think they'll install Golden State as the early favorite
I would think so. Vegas does play the hype a lot. And there's always going to be more hype with Golden State than just about any team in the league. Not quite any team, but for the most part. I mean, they're one of the most bet-on teams in the NBA. So they are going to install them, I would assume, as a slight favor just to protect themselves against that, because they're going to get a lot of bets on them. But I'm interested to see how they put it.
You mentioned with DeAndre Ayton and how poorly the big three, quote-unquote, Ayton, Chris Paul, and Devin Booker played. They went and combined 9 of 27 from the field for 26 points. When Monty Williams was asked last night about why DeAndre Ayton only played 17 minutes, including zero in the fourth quarter, he said sternly, quote, "It's internal," end quote. That was it when Monty Williams addressed why a guy in DeAndre Ayton didn't hardly play in game number 7. Wasn't much need for him because he wasn't doing much on the floor anyway. Just to give you some perspective on some of the numbers coming out of Game 7 in this entire series for the Mavericks, specifically with Luka Doncic. Luka in the series, this coming from StatMuse, more points than Devin Booker, more rebounds than DeAndre Ayton, more assists than Chris Paul, and this one floors me, more steals than Mikal Bridges.
Ooh.
Who was, yes, a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year was Mikal Bridges. Luka Doncic did it all. And coming into Game 7 last night, he was already averaging 39 points in elimination games. And he dropped another 35 last night. The way that he set the tone early on, I thought, told you everything you needed to know about how the Mavericks were going to approach last night. And they did so on both ends of the floor. There was no scared. There was nothing that this team was scared of last night. And more importantly, they felt they had the team that could take it to the Phoenix Suns. And they took them out early on in this game. And it wasn't even close.
Here we go. I got this. My guy DJ set this in. Warriors minus 280. That's a big favorite.
That is a big favorite.
That's a healthy favorite.
That's a little disrespectful.
I'm not going to lie to you. Mavs plus 225. I also got this from my buddy Bo. If you bet the Mavs, you could do the exact series score.
Okay.
Mavs win in whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he bet the Mavs to win the series 4-1 at 14-1.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So Mavericks in 5 is a 14-1 odds. Does he have the rest of the odds as well?
He didn't send the rest of them.
Okay.
But Mavs win 4-1 plus is Mavs win the series 4-1 is 14-1. I would think it'd be higher than that. That seems a bit.
Yeah, because that's a little disrespectful, I think, to the Golden State Warriors to feel like, you know, you can get 14-1 odds on the Mavericks beating the Warriors in 5 games. I would put a little more respect on Golden State and the championship pedigree that they have, which obviously gets us to this conversation then. What chance are you giving the Mavericks in this series against the Golden State Warriors, who have handled their business, did what they had to do against Denver in the first round? They take out Memphis in the second round, and now back in the Western Conference Finals, where they're obviously extremely familiar with in terms of winning championships, chance are you giving the Mavericks in this series now after what they've done?
They played well against Golden State this year, but, you know, I have to go back and look before I preview the series and see how many games Steph played in, or Clay, or Draymond, or all three together at the same time. But look, this is a team that got blown out by a Memphis team that didn't have a jaw. They're not unbeatable. They can be had. The Mavs can absolutely win this series. I don't know who I'm gonna pick yet, but I have looked forward already to the NBA finals and who I would want in that one.
Oh,
and I don't even know yet. Like, I don't know. I'm thinking, would you rather have, Boston's tough, but Miami's got some dogs on them. I love Jimmy Butler's game. And Tyler Hero can shoot you out of the gym if he gets hot. So I look, they're going to be the dog, obviously, against Golden State, and they'll probably be a dog in the finals against Boston. Maybe not against Miami. Might be kind of close to a pick 'em against Miami. I don't know. But I will say this, the best player on the floor. Doesn't matter who they play, they have the best player remaining in the postseason by a wide margin. It's not close. It's not close that how much better Luka is than anybody else on the floor in any game he's going to play the rest of the way.
I give the Mavericks as good a shot as any to beat the Golden State Warriors. And you said it, and I think it's going to remain true in this series. They have the best player on the floor in this series to the Dallas Mavericks and Luka Doncic. The supporting cast now has the confidence to win a... And this goes underrated when it comes to what the Mavericks have done in this postseason. Never forget, they want game six against Utah on the road.
Mm-hmm.
They just defeated the best team in the NBA in a decisive game seven on the road. This team has the ability, whether it be at home or on the road, to win big-time ball games. And that, to me, is a big confidence boost for Luka Doncic and his supporting cast on what they are capable of, even against the Golden State Warriors of Stephen Curry and how good he has been throughout the entirety of his career, and now obviously another chance to get back to the NBA Finals.
Truckwreck.com text line. I give the Mavs a 40% chance to win against the Warriors. Dallas played a healthy Jazz and Suns. We can win this in five. RJ, I love you, but Luka's better than Curry. Please explain how. He's better. Now, his, like, career-wise, yet he's not. Like, Steph's got rings and accolades, and Luka doesn't have it yet, but it ain't even close. Like, he's the best player on the floor, right? You agree with
that? I agree with that.
It ain't even close. Like, Luka is a better player today than Steph Curry is. Dallas in six. We just beat the brakes off the number one seed. Mavs in five. They don't play the defense Phoenix plays. Never all three played the Mavs this season. So Draymond, Clay, and Steph, never did any of did all three of them play in the same game against the Mavs. Warriors are minus five right now for Wednesday night.
What's interesting is going to be seeing the athleticism of the Golden State Warriors with, you know, Wiggins and Kuminga and all these other guys that they have. But obviously, the superstars are going to be on full display when it comes to Luka Doncic and Stephen Curry and the show that they're going to put on throughout the course of this seven-game series. That, to me, obviously, is going to be the best matchup of these playoffs, individual player to individual player, Luka Doncic and Stephen Curry, and what they are doing and going to be doing in the series. I know Troy has been spying on Phoenix Radio. Can you give me just a sneak peek of what you have heard so far this morning in Phoenix?
So far, they've embraced the fact that they suck. And that's great to hear. Okay. I appreciate a nice little opening montage from them this morning, but they are flabbergasted, to say the least, by what happened. So I'll have a couple of clips pulled later on the hour, maybe to kick off the 9 o'clock hour from Phoenix Radio. Because, man, when those guys came on, what was that, last week?
Yeah, I think it was last Wednesday or something.
Yeah, when we did a crosstalk with them last Wednesday, man, they were... Boy, they had their chest out.
Yeah.
They were ready.
They were writing a lot of checks with their mouths.
Lots of checks.
Didn't that guy have a voice like that?
Yeah!
Scram. You scram.
Well, the Mavericks got the Suns to scram, and I love the adjustments. We mentioned a little bit earlier how Jason Kidd and what he was able to do in the coaching matchup in this series and how he thoroughly outcoached Monty Williams and proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that he was the right man for this job. And give credit to the Dallas Mavericks as an organization for looking at the vision that Jason Kidd had for this team, the staff that he has built with offensive coordinator Igor Kokoschkov, defensive coordinator Sean Sweeney. They have assembled a staff that has clearly gotten the most out of this team. And that is the most impressive part of his coaching job, is that not only did he learn from what he learned when he was in Los Angeles under Frank Vogel, but he assembled a staff that knew what kind of vision they wanted to put forward for this team, and their players executed that vision to a T in Game 7, culminating with the shot-making, the defense, and the consistency at which they played with the kind of disposition that they wanted to when the game mattered most, and that was defensive intensity, shot-making, and they proved their coach right last night.
Man, he is, you said it, he coached circles around Monty Williams.
Yeah.
He did.
Which I did not expect going into the series. I thought Monty Williams was a little bit better coach, but the adjustments that kid made with Frank Ntilikina, Reggie Bullock on Devin Booker, he made the necessary adjustments to get this thing done, and that is why the Mavericks are moving on to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2011 and looking to get back to the NBA Finals. Coming up next here on Sean and RJ, I'm going to open up the phone lines a little bit. Your boy is feeling good. He's going to pull a Sean this morning. Going to open up the phone lines. Give us a call, 877-881-1053. I want to hear your thoughts on what happened last night and how far you think this can go for the Mavericks. Your call's next on 105 Through the Fan.
Let's get some AG1 from Athletic Greens, though, in your body with each delicious scoop of AG1 from Athletic Greens. My body absorbs 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, prebiotics, adaptogens that help me get through my day. It's the best health decision I made in a very, very, very long time. I'm drinking more water, drinking less coffee. My energy is up. My digestion is on point, if you really want to know. You could do it too. And it's very affordable. It's $3 a day. It's cheaper than your cold brew habit. It's really nothing if you want to get healthy. You know, you're spending $100 a month, $200 a month on other supplements, vitamins, for mental focus, for your gut health, for your immune, your nervous system, just these general supplements that you use to get through your day. This is cheaper than your cold brew habit. Go get Athletic Greens. AthleticGreens.com/RJ. AthleticGreens.com/RJ. They're going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is go to AthleticGreens.com/RJ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And it's Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan with Kevin Gray in studio. Hey, listen up, Tolos. You know what we've been doing a lot lately? A lot of concert tickets. And guess what? We're going to do the same thing this week. Now, KNC Masterpiece, they've got Pitbull tickets. Calm down, RJ Choppy. Us, we have tickets to see Scorpions and Whitesnake. Those tickets are coming up in the next 40 minutes. But this segment of The Fan brought to you by Frankel & Frankel, 214-333-3333 or truckwreck.com in case you've been involved in an accident and it's not your fault. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
5 minutes gone in the third. Pickpocketed and Booker. 3-on-2. And Finney Smith wide open. Balaka three.
Kevin Harlan on the call for TNT last night as the Mavericks just take out the Phoenix Suns in every single way conceivable last night to advance to the Western Conference Finals. Kevin Gray, RJ Choppy, Troy Hughes holding down. Your partner, your normal partner on Sean and RJ, Sean Sharif, is out here listening this morning, tweeted at us, said, "Hey, y'all, Pat Beverly is torching Chris Paul on TV right now."
Yeah, buddy.
Patrick Beverly on Get Up right now with J.J. Redick, Mavericks legend, J.J. Redick. Basically said that longevity and freedom have caused him to be overhyped. Quote, "He gets more calls because of State Farm," end quote. Apparently, Patrick Beverly having a lot to say this morning when it comes to Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns. We're ready to take your phone calls right here. Oh, I'm Sean and RJ right here on 105 Through the Fan, the truckwreck.com text line, 877-881-1053. If you want to stay involved in the conversation, appreciate you joining us on Odyssey and the Odyssey app. We're going to hear from Phoenix Radio a little bit later on in the show as Troy has been spying on Phoenix Radio this morning. We'll see what they've got to say after their team couldn't cash the checks that their mouths wrote last week right here on Sean and RJ. Right now, though, let's go to the phone lines right here on Sean and RJ right here on 105.3 The Fan. And let's go to Corey. Corey in Austin, you are on Sean and RJ this morning on 105.3 The Fan. What you got for us?
What's going on, guys? I just wanted to say, you know, everybody's been doubting us. We don't have defense. You know, we were looking kind of down when we had Kristaps still, but these trades, this team, you know, I just really can't even notice who we are. We're just coming out the gates. Yesterday, I had a lot of friends texting me, oh, game seven, Luka's not going to do it. That is what the basketball game is all about when Luka Doncic is in control. There's no team that can stand with him. We're going to see Golden State, but I think when we're on that type of roll, nobody can touch us.
Man, I wonder what the
phone call, Corey.
Defensively, the right thing to do is, like, if you're playing the Mavs, like, do you just try to stop Luka and make the other guys beat you, or do you let him get everything and then say none of your other guys are going to get open looks? And we're, you know, like, what is the right thing to do? Because right now, like, I don't know that anybody could stop him. The dude's on a mission. I don't know. Someone will be able to figure something out to slow him down, and it'll come over the next, you know, 15 years. But it doesn't seem like it's happening today. That's for damn sure.
And that's the scary part, is you think about who is going to be defending Luka Doncic. I don't think the Warriors have a great answer on that, on how they're going to defend him. Now, I do expect him to throw multiple bodies at him, whether it be Wiggins, you know, Kuminga, multiple bodies at Doncic, but there isn't one single guy on the Warriors who I look at and say, that dude is capable of slowing down Luka Doncic. I think he'll be able to have his way when it comes to him taking on the Golden State Warriors. Let's go to Mike out in Fort Worth. Mike, apparently you got something you want to get off your chest directly to RJ Choppy. What you got for us?
Man.
Yeah, Choppy's talking about every time he steps on the court, he's by far the best player in the NBA. That's not true. That's great players. You got Josh Moran from Memphis. You got Trey Young from Atlanta. You got Jordan Moore. You got Adonis from Milwaukee. Every time Luka plays, steps on the field, on the court, he's not by far. You can say he's better than Josh Moran, but not by far. So that's a bunch of hyperbole.
Look, I don't know if he's better than Josh Morant or Ja Morant, whichever one you want to talk about. No, I didn't say he was. I said that of the teams remaining in the playoffs.
Yes.
The four teams left, us, Golden State, Boston, Miami. He is, without question, the best player remaining. It's not close. Now, if Milwaukee had won last night, you know, it's probably Giannis. Giannis is probably still slightly better than Luka. Trey Young, get out of here with Trey. That Trey Young.
He was trending a little bit last night as well.
Out of here with that. Trey Young.
I think both teams won
that
particular
trade. What playoff round did they get to this year?
I mean, last year, I mean, the Hawks, you know, made their surprise run, of course.
Yeah,
you know,
they did. That was cool. It was cute. You know, they did the East. Wow, wonderful.
You know, so I think both teams won that trade. But
Trey Young.
Right now, Luka Doncic is reigning and looming large. He's going to be a first-team All-NBA selection for the third year in a row. Like, that's
Luka?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
That's undisputed when it comes to him and his play this year. Let's go to Louisville. Jordan in Louisville. You're on with Sean and RJ. What you got for us on the Mavs?
Hey, how's it going, you guys? First-time caller.
Appreciate it.
I basically think that's going to go one way, basically. If they have one of their four star players between Curry, Thompson, Poole, and Wiggins, if one of them goes off, I think the Mavericks will win. If two of them go off, it'll be a close game. If three of them go off, the Warriors are going to win by a blowout. If four of them go off, definitely Warriors are going to win by a blowout. But I do appreciate your guys' call. Thank you.
It has a chance to be close in this series. I will say that, because you've got the two best teams remaining in the Western Conference, and they've got two superstars on their squad, and they're going to be leading both of their respective teams. And the championship pedigree of the Golden State Warriors cannot be understated, and what that means for their experience. Jason Kidd has talked about throughout the course of the season, you know, our team is young when it comes to their experiences in the playoffs. Not necessarily young in terms of their age, because they're not. You know, they got obviously young guys with Luka Doncic, you know, Josh Green, Jalen Brunson. But this team, they've got some guys that are, you know, 29, 30, 31 years old who have been in this league for a while.
Yeah.
How they play in this round is going to tell us a lot about how they've grown as a team.
You know, I don't know that I co-sign with the Warriors currently having a pedigree of greatness, because they are not the same team.
They're definitely a different team.
They're older, man. Like that, you know, like they were great. Klay Thompson is I mean, he still has not, I don't think, played up to his career standards.
He had a fantastic game in game six.
Sure.
And closing out Memphis.
But night after night, mm-hmm. he's not the same guy. Steph is not the same guy either. He's a little bit older. He's 35, 34 years old. And then Draymond is a great agitator, right? Great, a tremendous disruptor of the flow of another team. Very good defensively, great passer. But he's not a threat to score ever, really. I mean, they call him triple single for a reason.
Yeah, what he does is the most unique skill set in the league, and how he perfectly fits with, you know, Steve Kerr and that team asks him to do on a night-to-night basis, and how they go about wanting to play winning basketball. He's going to be an X factor, obviously, in how he handles his business, you know, at the center spot for the Golden State Warriors. Let's go to Oak Cliff. Johnny in Oak Cliff, what you got when it comes to the Mavericks and the NBA playoffs?
Hey, how's it going?
We're good, man. Appreciate it.
The man. Hey, what's up, Kevin? Hey, what's up, RJ? And
what up?
Welcome back, Troy. The Mavs is finna beat the Heat, bro. I mean, just straight up. I've been listening to, like, a lot of y'all callers, and it's only one perspective, one view. And, you know, it's just everybody's confused because it's uncertain, or they just don't want to put faith in the Mavericks. I mean, first of all, I say the Heat are going to beat Boston because – Jimmy and Tyler and all them are ballers. I mean, like, really, there's no denying that. Mm. Without Jason, Smart, and there's one more of them dudes over there, Brown. Like, that's just not enough for the Heat.
Well, it's going to be a tremendous series between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics, and whoever comes out of that series will have earned the right to be the Eastern Conference champion because Jimmy Butler's going to bring it. Obviously, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, how terrific they've been in the NBA playoffs. Tatum has taken his confidence to another level. I think his Team USA experience has really helped him in terms of how he feels about how he can go out and dominate ball games, and you've seen that through the course of this playoffs. Let's go to Arlington. Michael, you're in Arlington. What you got for us here on Sean and RJ?
Well, I guess I'm a little bit worried about two aspects. One of them is it seems like when Luka and the guys, when they're torching from the arc, it doesn't seem like anybody can keep up with us, but it just takes them being a little cold, and it's really hard for us to get back into the game. And I'm not aware too much of how off Steph Curry is and those guys. I don't watch a lot of other basketball, but I'm wondering, because of the psychological aspect of things, I mean, we had the Suns out in the middle of the second quarter. You could see them just diminishing in their posture, how they were playing. They did, because we were torching them from the arc, and I'm just worried about how we will match up if we come out a little cold.
That's a valid concern. You know, it's a make or miss league, and we know that the Golden State Warriors can put points up really quickly, and the Mavericks defensively are going to have to be at their very best in order to try to keep them at bay, because we know how lethal the Warriors can be. And the Mavericks, hot and cold when it comes to their shooting, they were great. You know, in Game 7, knocking down 19 three-pointers. They'll need to do a lot of that of the same against the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals.
Yep. I mean, you're not going to get a game like last night, I don't think, in this next series. Golden State is too good of a shooting team, and they're not gutless. They're not gutless.
That is one thing they are not.
No, they don't have a guy who just loves to give up and quit and fail like Chris Paul. They're not gutless. You're not going to beat them by 50 or 40 or 30, and you might not even beat them by 20. Of course, I said that they were just down by 55 like 3 nights ago. The likelihood of that happening remotely close again is quite slim. But they're definitely beatable. This is not an infallible basketball team. You could definitely get by Golden State. They're obviously clearly the favorites. Vegas, like we had said a moment ago, opened them up at a large favorite, minus 280. Huge. I mean, you got to bet $280 to win 100. Like, they are an enormous favorite. I mean, that's a big number. I mean, the Mavs plus 225, I think that's a fantastic bet.
Let's go to Phoenix. Dorothy in Phoenix. Tolo watched the game out of the Phoenix bar. Dorothy, talk to us. How you doing?
Good. How are y'all? Thank God for Odyssey. I would not be able to survive out here without y'all every day.
Yes.
So the bar was electrical. I mean, it just packed. You could, standing room only at the beginning, trash talking going back and forth. By second quarter, I was on an island by myself. Everybody was gone, tabbed out, booing up, talking so much smack. Love Mavs fans. They stay there till the end, but these guys cleared out. It was greatness.
Well, shout out to you, Dorothy, for being the Tolo and cheering on your Mavericks and putting up with all the Phoenix fans who had nothing to cheer for by the time you got to the end of the game. Shout out to Dorothy joining us and listening on the Odyssey app. And hopefully she's enjoying Sean and RJ this morning. Let's go to...
I could only imagine Troy being in enemy territory like that.
Oh, my God. I would have loved that.
Yep.
Just relished in it.
Pulling up the entire night.
Yeah.
Let's go to Westlake. Wayne, out in Westlake, you're on with Sean and RJ. What you got for us?
Hey, fellas. Great morning to be a Mavs fan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and first thing I'd like to say is welcome to Spencer Dinwiddie. Welcome to the playoffs.
All right, right. Good to see you.
Thank you for your help. I mean, I think when we are on, when you got Klebs, you got Bullock, you got Spencer, you got JB. When everyone's hitting, no one's going to touch us. No one's going to beat us because we got way too much talent. I think what happened, and I think Barkley made a fantastic point. He said, when Luka got hurt, he said, that is going to turn out to be one of the best things that's happened to us. Because he said, JB and Spencer really grew up when Luka was hurt. And that's, but we've got to mesh all this together. And I think when Luka and JB kind of split the point guard responsibilities, and you see Luka bring it in one time, and then you see Brunson bring it in the next. They started doing that a little bit, and it kind of it. If it always goes through Luka, I think they get our number. And Luka, I don't know if he gets a little tired or if they just figure us out. But when you throw the talent of Brunson now, Brunson's a star, man.
Yeah.
And you put it. I mean, he can finish almost like nobody else. I mean, he can finish. I just want to. And he is starting to play with confidence. Or he has most of the season this year. My gosh, he's a different player than he was 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah, totally different player. By the way, Wayne, just a quick question before I let you go. What's your occupation?
I'm a physician.
You're a physician. Wow. Okay, I appreciate it. Hey, thanks.
What kind of physician?
Yeah, what kind of physician?
Why? Why? I'm a retina doctor.
Oh, very good.
I got a sty right now. Okay. I really need help with.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Wayne. Appreciate it, man.
All right.
All right. See. Do you know the median home price in Westlake is $2.5 million?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I gotta drive by it every day.
That's
really
annoying.
What did he say?
I was wondering why. I was like, why is Troy getting on his personal business like that?
He's coming from Westlake. He told his driver. Call this number.
No, they didn't have a driver. Wow. It's by a G-Wagon.
Wow.
Well, we need to go to Wayne's house.
Yeah. I was like, Troy getting all on his grill about his business. Like, what kind of job is it? What kind of occupation?
Man,
I see what you were doing. I see what you're doing.
I was eye to eye.
So they've got it. I got to drive by it. It's right on 114, right, before I get to my house. And they've got, like, this new kind of development in the front of it where they're having condos and stuff. These condos are like $1.5 million. It's insane. It is insane here.
Well, we appreciate all the phone calls this morning here on Sean and RJ. Look, man, Mavs fans are excited, and they should be, because this team destroyed the Phoenix Suns and now have a chance to take on Stephen Curry and the Golden State Warriors. The Western Conference Finals begin on Wednesday as the Mavericks look to get back to the finals for the first time since 2011. We go around the NFL next on 105 Through the Fan.
And this segment of The Fan is brought to you by Byers Barricades, a full-service provider taking care of your project or special event, no matter the size. From start to finish, the Texas authority in barricade rental, ByersBarricades.com.
Well, at least Matt Hicks put some respect on Mike Trout for you, Chop.
Yeah, he knows it was first in the marquee.
Chop has been on one this morning because...
Not even this morning.
Well, I'm just saying, in particular today, with me in here, of course, the Rangers open up their series with the Angels today, and I had just mentioned earlier, like, hey, you know, Shohei Ohtani, because Chop had asked me the question, well, guess who's coming to town, you know, now?
Yeah.
I was like, well, Shohei Ohtani. Yeah. And Chop just looked at me like I had just stolen something. And it's like, look, man, Shohei Ohtani is the box office now.
Kevin is into the fad. I'm into the history. I'm into the greatness. Mike Trout is going to be one of the five greatest players of all. Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays are literally playing at Globe Life Field tonight. Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays. That's a, it's a clone. And I'm not, and Shohei is fantastic, but he's a fad. He ain't doing, he's not going to pitch and hit for 15 more years. He's just going to do one or the other. It's a fad right now.
You okay?
It's a great fad.
Well, I mean,
all right, bud.
Jared had to set me straight on it himself because, you know, I said, look, if I'm the Angels, I don't know how much I want that dude doing both. And Jared's like, dog.
I want him doing both.
Chill out.
Yeah.
Like, enjoy what you got with him. Let him do it as long as he can.
Absolutely.
And however long he can do it, because this is a once in a generation player.
Oh. It's a backstaff.
It's not a once in a generation player. It's a once in a century player.
Yeah.
Like, it is.
We won't see this kind of player in a long, not again in my lifetime, because what he's doing, I mean, I mentioned a little bit earlier, becoming only the second player in Major League Baseball history, other than Babe Ruth, to have at least 100 career home runs and 250 strikeouts. What's wild about him is he's throwing 100 miles an hour.
Oh, he's tremendous. He's tremendous, man. He is. You're right. He is a box office.
Yeah.
He is. But, you know, Trout's just the best player in the game.
He is.
Like, he's just the best player. Now, he's got no personality. He's got as much personality as this cup of coffee that I'm drinking.
If Mike Trout walked into a room, punched you in the face, and said, hey, I'm Mike Trout, you still wouldn't know who he was.
Oh, I would. I would.
I mean, of course you would. I mean, would. You're a baseball
I would.
Guy.
I would.
Yeah, of course you would.
I mean, anybody walks in with a neck that size, you know that he's something. Okay?
But to the common person, Mike Trout is as unassuming of a person as anyone that you would come across in terms of superstar athlete. Yeah. In today's,
he's very unassuming. He's very unassuming. I hate assuming because it leads to assumptions.
You know what they say about assumptions.
I do. I do. No, but like this is God, you might as well go see Mike tonight because God forbid you know he's going to be hurt in about a week.
I mean,
and he'll probably be out for the rest of the year because that's what happens.
I wasn't trying to throw the shade at Trout in that way.
He's my favorite player. But man, the dude's got to stay healthy. He's got to stay healthy.
Let's go around the National Football League right here in your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Get you caught up on the latest news and notes around the NFL here on Sean and RJ. Obviously, it's about the Mavericks. They got their, Western Conference Finals trip planned to go to Golden State. The Texas Rangers, we were just mentioning, they got a nice win yesterday. Martin Perez lowering his ERA to just over 2 this season. Gets to 2-2 on the year after the Adolis Garcia show at Globe Life Field. Looking to have another good series, at least backing up what he did yesterday against the Angels. But there was some news around the NFL this weekend, and we'll start in Miami. The Miami Dolphins reached a deal with Melvin Ingram to bolster their pass rush, according to ESPN. So the Dolphins and defensive end Melvin Ingram agreed to a contract, league sources confirmed to ESPN, to add the 3-time Pro Bowler who visited the Dolphins before the draft in April. Now he joins guys like Emmanuel Ogba, Jalen Phillips, Andrew Van Ginkle, and others. So the Miami Dolphins continuing to add to their squad this offseason. This time they do it on the defensive side of the football by adding Melvin Ingram.
And they still need to fix the they tried to fix the passing game by getting Tyreek Hill. They may just need to fix the quarterback. You know, we don't know. This jury's still out on Tua. Whether or not he has the arm for the NFL at this point, because, you know, he did have it in college. And then the hip injury. We just haven't seen him be, I don't think, his best.
Did he really have it in college, though?
Man, he came into that natty and slang it all over the field. Before the injury, he had it.
I've never thought of Tua Tagovailoa as the dude with the big arm that's was going to come into the league and just set the league on fire.
Well, no, he didn't have Justin Herbert's arm.
If you're going to spend that kind of draft capital to take a quarterback that high, I feel like he has to have those kinds of traits. And I just have never seen it with Tua in that way. He's a winner.
He didn't throw at the combine. I would have liked to have seen him throw because, you know, they track your miles, your velocity at the combine. They track your miles per hour on various throws. And it surprises you. Like, it would surprise you, like, on whose arm is better than others. Like, Josh Allen obviously is a freak. He threw it over 62 miles an hour at the combine. But, like, you wouldn't think, but, like, Jared Goff threw harder than Patrick Mahomes. You wouldn't think that by watching them play. Like, some guys play faster than they actually are, you know, or they play it at a different speed than what they can do.
On tape versus working out.
Yeah, it's very odd. It's very, very odd how that works, but, you know, and maybe that's what Tua is. He just But again, he didn't throw at the combine, so we don't know.
Earlier this month, the Chiefs did place a unrestricted free agent tender on Ingram, meaning that his signing with the Dolphins will count against the NFL's compensatory pick formula. If Ingram had gone unsigned until July 22nd, the Chiefs would have retained exclusive negotiating rights to him at 110% of his 2021 salary, which would have been $4.4 million. But now the 33-year-old joins the Miami Dolphins after spending his career with the Chiefs and, of course, prior to that, the Pittsburgh Steelers. So good for the Dolphins. We'll see how that works out for them going forward in terms of their pass rush and what they need to do to continue to get better as a football team. Sean McVay says, quote, "I really want Odell Beckham Jr. back on our team." Quote, of course, I really want Odell Beckham back on our team. He's a guy that in a short amount of time, we were able to develop a really special relationship. I thought he brought a great spark to our team. I thought he played really well. He's a great teammate. Sean McVay told Rich Eisen on the Rich Eisen show. Do you think that Odell Beckham finds his way back to Los Angeles, or does he sign somewhere else potentially, maybe a Green Bay Packers situation or somewhere else?
Green Bay makes a lot of sense. I don't know how LA would afford him. I have no idea.
How they've been able to afford anybody that they got.
Yeah, I mean, it makes no sense.
The monopoly money that they're spending around there.
Maybe they don't have a cap. Maybe the LA, maybe they give him like an LA cap where like you, because it's so expensive out there.
Yeah.
They give him a little bit extra to work with. Maybe
cost
that's what they
of living.
Cost, they give the Rams the cost of living increase.
That's right.
Of having to live in LA. I don't know, but it makes me wonder how they can afford all these players, and the Cowboys were worried about you know, salary cap stuff.
And what's still looming for them is the new deal for Aaron Donald whenever they decided to get that done.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But you think about what they've done this offseason. They got Matthew Stafford, new contract. They're going to get Aaron Donald a new contract. They brought in Bobby Wagner. They brought in Allen Robinson. And if they bring Odell Beckham Jr. back, just think about the wide receiver core that they have there between Cooper Kupp, obviously Allen Robinson. You know, they've got a talented football team there that should still win a lot of games. And if they were able to bring Odell Beckham Jr. back, that just adds to the embarrassment of riches that they have in Los Angeles with all the highly paid individuals that they got. Doug Peterson, he's got some things to say. I feel like, Chop, the Jaguars are going to be your sleeper team of 2022. Am I accurate? Am I a little close to being accurate on that?
Because
I feel like you're on the Jaguars a little bit.
Well, I'm not necessarily thinking they're theirs. I'm just saying, like, if there is a team that is going to be this year's Cincinnati, it makes most sense to be them, right? Number one pick in the draft, quarterback, generational talent, yada, 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 from 2 years ago. Not a very good first year, just like Joe Burrow. Burrow got hurt, although Burrow had a better season, like, his better numbers. He got hurt, didn't play the full year. And then he turns into the truth. Like every team, you know, they always say you're one player away. Every team is one player away. Every team is one quarterback away.
I'm still surprised that they used the number one overall pick on Trayvon Walker. Like I knew that there was some need there. But man, if you're going to bring in Doug Peterson to help fix your quarterback, there's no better way to do that than to get your generational, you know, offensive linemen, whether it would have been Evan Neal, Ike Ekwonu. Like I feel like they could have solidified their offensive line by building around Trevor Lawrence in that way. But Doug Peterson, speaking to the situation in Jacksonville, says, quote, "I do believe there has to be some kind of healing with the situation and everything that transpired last year, because it's just there's a lack of trust that was broken, I think. And for me, it's about gaining the trust back, and they have to see it through me. They have to see the transparency, the honesty. I've always said I'm going to be open with them, and I want them to be open with me." Yeah, he's got a lot to repair when it comes to that locker room and how fractured it became because of how divisive Urban Meyer was and the way that apparently and allegedly he dealt with his players and coaching staff during his almost one year in Jacksonville.
Urban was a train wreck. He was an absolute disaster. And I hope he didn't ruin Trevor Lawrence. He probably didn't. But, like, yeah, you know, they're probably one of the few teams that I think would be that if I was looking for a Cincinnati – they would probably be one of the few. I mean, it doesn't mean they're going to be. But, like, if you were to say there's going to be a Cincinnati this year, the team that goes basically from worst to first, they're one of the handful because of the quarterback. If he becomes and hits potential like Burrow did.
Exactly. At least for Jacksonville, they have a measure of competence, it feels like, with their head coach. I mean, you got a Super Bowl winning head coach now running your team. at least there should be a repairing of that confidence of what he can possibly do with Trevor Lawrence. But obviously that remains to be seen for the Jacksonville Jaguars. They got a lot to rebuild with that franchise, and starting with Trevor Lawrence and Doug Peterson working together to get that thing turned around. That's Around the NFL right here on your Turn It On, Leave It On station 105 through the Fan here on Sean and RJ. Don't forget, at noon today, Dallas Mavericks general manager Nico Harris is going to be on with the KNC Masterpiece to talk about how the Mavericks were able to get it done in Game 7 and now looking forward to the Western Conference Finals against the Golden State Warriors. Coming up next, though, Mavericks overreaction or not to their Game 7 win over the Phoenix Suns. I got some questions for you, and I'm wondering if I'm overreacting or not. We'll do that next on 105 Through the Fan.
But let's get you over to Diamonds Direct. You know, and to really appreciate Diamonds Direct, you got to go back about 70 years. That's when the whole thing started, with a well-respected diamond cutter in Israel. From diamond cutting, then came diamond wholesaling, and they sold diamonds only to high-end jewelry stores. Then they decided to open it directly to the public, and that's where the Diamonds Direct comes in. They're now nationwide. They're a phenomenon. They've transformed an entire diamond industry. Diamonds come straight from the best diamond cutters, no middleman markups. The selection is like, you know, 30 ordinary stones all at once with a diamond education process that lets you buy with total and complete confidence. Rock solid warranties, rock solid guarantees, customer focused business model, ensuring you will not have a bad experience. You will have an incredible experience. Diamonds Direct is the real deal. Prices are amazing. Get store hours and more. DiamondsDirect.com. Rings, earrings, pendants, pearls, bracelets, bands, colored gemstones, designer jewelry, any occasion. Do not miss it. Do not miss this amazing store. It's called Diamonds Direct.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.